the biggest stories from the pages of the London Free Press and lfpress.com. This is the London Free Press Podcast with your host, Rachel Gilbert.
Welcome to the London Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Gilbert. We're back with a new episode after a summer hiatus, so thanks for joining us. This week, we're talking about new apartments that are available for rent at the DoubleTree Hilton Hotel in downtown London, and a new apartment building that's being built next door where the Hilton parking garage used to be. Norman De Bono joins me to talk about how these projects will help in the ongoing revitalization of downtown London. Hi, Norm. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Good morning, Rachel. How are you?
Good. It's good to see you after a long summer off. So hopefully you had a great one.
Absolutely. Short, but sweet.
I know. It always feels short. That's true. Okay, well, let's start with the hotel rooms that they've converted into apartments. This seems like a fairly unique idea.
I think this is really exciting. I think it's really exciting, and I wouldn't be surprised to see more hotels sort of follow this trend nationally or at least provincially. So the backstory here is that, you know, Hilton has been a flagship hotel in downtown London, and they had, I think, more than 330 rooms. It was a large hotel, but that market has become very competitive recently. More hotels have gone up, specifically the Hard Rock Hotel at Kellogg Lane. So that has been become sort of a premier destination hotel in the city. It's getting a lot more traffic, and they're actually planning a phase two. Who knows if that's going to happen? But Hard Rock has fairly aggressive expansion plans here. And so Hilton saw the writing on the wall and said, you know, they've had a good run for a long time. They've been here for, you know, decades. And now they're the Hilton by DoubleTree. So they wanted to convert some of their spaces to apartments. The other side of that story is that there's a real demand for apartments in the core, or apartments everywhere, especially in the core. So they saw an opportunity to convert part of their building to apartment units and keep some hotel rooms. So they had more than 330 rooms as a hotel. They now have 124 apartments. They're a studio or bachelor and one bedroom apartments that rent anywhere from $1,300 to $1,500 a month. That includes some utilities. It includes a gym and a pool on site. They're small, but they're nice apartments. There's a website that you can sort of review them at for anyone who's interested. But they're also keeping about more than 170 rooms as a hotel. So they still want to be a hotel player in the downtown, but they're sort of dividing their space.
Are all the apartments in the same area, or are they kind of spread throughout the hotel? Do you know?
They're consolidated to sort of ones. They're all in one area of the hotel. Hotel rooms are in an area, and the apartments are in an area. That just made renovation and building, you know, so much easier, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Are they? They're fully furnished. I mean, and they include all the amenities of the hotel, so you can use all the hotel.
Be great for a student or something like that. But
yeah, so who are they targeting?
I think anyone. I think they're going to, you know, it's a downtown, so, you know, student, a young professional. I mean, it's a smaller space. You're not going to get, I don't know if you'll get retirees or not, but they're long-term leases. They're not month to month, and they're not short-term stay residences. They want to lease, they want to enter the apartment sector. And so I think they're being fairly aggressive in who they're marketing to. And at a $1,300 to $1,500 price point, $1,500 for one bedroom, that's a pretty reasonable price point for the city. It's not a bargain, but it's reasonable. Yeah. Again, it's a smaller space.
To be fully furnished, you don't have to bring anything with you except your clothes with things that you need, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, and the amenities offered on site, you're right downtown in the core, King Street downtown, and has a gym, has a pool. So it's going to be very interesting to watch. The hotel sector is really interesting for that reason. Like, again, you know, and we have a hotel in South London that is undergoing a major renovation. It's closed right now, the Ramada. It's going to probably open near the end of the year with an all new look to it. There are a lot of hotels on Exeter Road near the 401. Again, the Hard Rock Hotel is changing that whole space. Mm-hmm. So others are sort of scrambling to sort of compete. It's going to be interesting to watch. And London's a growing city. We're a growing city. The forecast for population growth is fairly aggressive. With more, you know, That may mean more businesses coming to the city. I mean, with the Volkswagen plant coming to St. Thomas in 2027, and suppliers, expected to locate here, the manufacturing sector is going to see some growth too. So those are all factors that are going to play in long term to whether or not the hotel sector sort of continues its growth or sort of just is more stable.
Is there interest in these apartments, do you know yet?
He said the manager of the Hilton Holloway Lodging Corporation, Holloway Lodging on Sylt, he said there is. They're getting a lot of inquiries already. They're ready to rent now. They have some availability in October, but he said that they're already getting interest and already leasing some. So I don't know exactly. I don't know how many are vacant or available, but he seemed to suggest that they're busy. But of course, that's something that they would always say,
Of
regardless.
course. Has Hilton done this anywhere else? Like, is this one of the first time? I mean, I know you've said this has been done, but it seems like a fairly new thing to
Short
turn some hotel units.
term stay hotels are pretty common. So there are some hotels that are sort of have little kitchenettes, and they're intended for like several weeks or months. There are a couple in London doing that now. But the idea of just converting your room to a long-term lease apartment unit is fairly rare. So I don't know how many they've done it with across the country or if any. But this is sort of the first experiment here in London on that. And so, like I said, it's going to be interesting to watch. I wouldn't be surprised to see it happening more often given the demand in apartments and the fact that the hotel sector is so competitive. Now, it's a substantial investment. They wouldn't reveal to me the dollar figure, but it was a multi-million dollar investment by the part of Holloway or Hilton to sort of make that. And they're in a position they can do that. It's a big, of course, a global corporation.
Of course.
So they could do that. Smaller hotels may not be able to. So, and that suggests to me also it's a long-term play. That they're going to be doing this. This is they're going to be available from the city. So it's the thing that I'm going to be watching, and I think it's more interesting is right now they have 124 apartments, about 170 hotel rooms. Do they like this so much? And is there so much competition in the hotel sector? Will we see more of rooms converted in the future? I don't know. They're sort of not really speaking to that yet, but it's going to be interesting to see if that does happen. If there are more hotel rooms converted to apartments, I wouldn't be surprised.
I know you said the hotel, it's so competitive. There's so many hotels in London now. We have lots of them and various price points. Was the Hilton not being used to the full extent? I mean, it is right downtown, right near the convention center. They do weddings there. They do all kinds, there's lots of events happening.
It's attached to the convention center with through a skywalk. They have a global booking system, so it is top of mind for if you're looking at doing business or coming to London for tourism or convention business. It is a premier. It is a preferred destination because it has that global profile and it has that great location attached to the convention center. You're absolutely right, and that's been its bread and butter for years now. So, but it was they wouldn't give me the numbers on it, but they just suggested it was underused. That in recent years, the convention traffic is sorry, the hotel traffic is sort of has slowed down. Although I think the convention has been fairly busy, business has been steady, the convention itself. So, yeah, I think that it is. They've had traffic, but 330 rooms is a huge hotel, and they just don't need that much.
Next door to that hotel was the Hilton parking garage, right at the corner of King
Yeah.
and Waterloo, I think.
That's right.
That is torn down now, and that we're going to put up a huge apartment building. So
So that's the
who's
other side of this. That's the other side of this. The other side of this coin is that, you could suggest Hilton and Holloway are jumping full speed into both feet into the apartment residential sector in London, because not only have they converted hotel rooms to apartments, but they're building a massive tower next door. It's more than 30 stories. It's more than 440 rooms forecast. It's under construction now. They've taken down the parking garage, and they're working on it right now. So I mean, it's going to be it'll be a while until it opens because it'll take a while to sort of build it and have that construction. But no, it's true. It's going to be a major presence in the downtown. And again, it's right next to the hotel, and it is just a block from Wellington. So it's in the heart of the city, really.
440 plus rooms is, I mean, that's bigger
Yeah,
than the
it's
hotel
huge.
in apartment sized, right? So
But
this is
that's
one of
the
the bigger
term downtown.
buildings, is it
It's like all
downtown?
these developers are going big. They're all going big. So I mean, this is Hilton and Holloway is building this sort of tower next to the hotel. But I mean, York Development's a major residential, commercial, industrial player in the city in terms of developer. They're building, 50 a 50 more than 50 story, more than 40 story twin tower project at the Forks of the Thames. Several other towers have gone up in the downtown, more than 30 stories. There was ones when 30 stories was like that was the pinnacle. Now, I mean, the city has taken the brakes off a lot of zoning and building standards. Once restricting towers to about 25 stories now, when come at us with a proposal, and they have. And so there are a more than 30 story tower is not uncommon in the core anymore. And that's going to change the look of the downtown, certainly. But it's really welcome. It's needed. I mean, if these businesses can lease these places, we'll see hundreds, if not thousands, of more people fill the downtown and as residences. And that's really what's needed in London and really in any city.
What is the city, what do politicians say that the council that represents the downtown Ferrera,
So
what are they saying?
David Ferrer spoke to this. He loves it. He said exactly. He called it the ideal mix, and I think he's right. I think he hits it right on the head. It is, you need hotel spaces downtown because you want that business traffic. You want sort of that commercial traffic, conventions to be sort of catered to. And we certainly have several other hotels in the downtown. The Delta London Armouries for one that can cater to that. But at the same time, you want more people living there. So if there is an underused facility, what a perfect use this is. So the city is very excited about it. The city council, of course, threw its support behind it in zoning and planning. And David's was very excited that this is coming to the fore.
The new tower that's going up, the new apartment building replacing the parking garage, they're going to have parking there. They're going to have some commercial space as well. So there will still be parking options, right? Because parking's always an issue if you're going downtown too.
There's a lot of if there was someone from City Hall on the call, they'd say, "Oh, there's a ton of parking downtown. There are spaces everywhere. There are lots available." Well, the city has a lot, like a parking garage came down to sort of build the structure. The city has lost some street parking in the downtown for bike lanes, and of course, the bus rapid transit construction that's really dominated downtown in recent year has also impacted that. So. But there is parking in the downtown. There are spots available, and so exactly how that's going to play out, I don't really know. But I think they would suggest that there will be parking available for the site.
Well, it sounds like this is another step towards revitalizing downtown London. Although we've been talking about revitalizing downtown London for 20 plus years, but this is just an ongoing and much needed
Well,
apartments too.
I've been working at the Free Press more than 30 years, and I think of. Been doing downtown revitalization stories every year. So yeah, absolutely. It sort of plays nicely into the housing sector too, right? I mean, we're seeing it's been a tough year in home sales, resale homes across the city. But that has sort of those numbers have ticked up recently. It's been a better summer than was forecast in terms of resale homes. Home construction is down though. So I mean, that's another factor in this. Like there are Because of the, finally interest rates, have come down to a reasonable level. And then as soon as that happens, we get hammered with this tariff issue that is really shaking consumer confidence. So new home construction is about half of what it was last year at this time. I think it's more about 800 now and like 16, 700 last year, 1600 or 1700 last year, somewhere around there. So, because builders are sort of holding off, waiting to see what happens in the tariff trade situation. And the volatility in the US markets are really sort of impacting that whole construction scene. So there's a lot of sort of wait and see kind of people on the sidelines. So, with the resale market still being kind of sluggish, with new home construction being significantly down over last year, the idea of this conversion to apartment units and general activity in the core with towers being built is very welcome. It's a really good sign, and people are really celebrating it here in London.
Well, thank you so much, Norm. We're glad for your expertise. Thanks for joining us today.
Rachel, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure.